Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's a high fly ball
from KMOX Sports.
That's hit deep to left field, and it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado, there's a moment for you.
Welcome to the Meyer Jensen Sports on a Sunday morning.
And the driving jam time.
The Billikens win this one.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
Comeback pattern caught. Touchdown, Kansas City!
Now, sports on a Sunday morning on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Michael Calhoun, thank you very much for that. I'm Tom Ackerman. It is time. Thanks also to another Michael, Michael Claiborne, for holding down sports on a Sunday morning the last two shows. Wonderful job. Last Sunday, I was sitting in Auburn, Alabama, reminiscing about what I had just seen, Alabama and Auburn in the Iron Bowl, which was the best Alabama win in Iron Bowl history. I don't care, you go back to any of them, that's the best one they ever had, 24-22 in four overtimes. And I remember after the game reading a little bit about how Alabama maybe shouldn't even be in the college football playoff because they just beat a team that's now 6-6. And I said, hold on just a second. That place was an absolute madhouse at Auburn last weekend. There's not a team in the country, maybe Georgia, there's not a team in the country that could have beaten Auburn in that house except for Georgia or Alabama. Those are the two best teams in the country. Alabama found a way with everything against it to win that football game. And the young man named Bryce Young got it done, but it wasn't just him. Nick Saban, the best coach who ever lived, put together a great plan for the second half. He switched right tackles, gave Young more protection. He told Young, let's get the ball out faster, 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 faster. We need to get down the field and get the ball out of your hand faster because Auburn's coming. They were putting all kinds of pressure on him. And that kid put together a Heisman drive. With less than 2 minutes to go, he went 97 yards against Auburn and won the Iron Bowl in the teeth of one of the wildest crowds I've ever seen in my life. One of the best college football atmospheres I've ever experienced. So it does not shock me that Alabama beat Georgia yesterday. What does shock me is that Alabama throttled Georgia yesterday, scored 41 points on Georgia yesterday. And when the college football playoff rankings come out in an hour, Alabama should be number one. They should be the number one team in the country. They just hammered the number one team yesterday, 41-24. And Bryce Young was, as expected, terrific. He was great. I did not think that they would put 41 on that defense, but I did think that he would play well, and he absolutely did. He threw for three touchdowns. He ran for another, and Alabama won 41-24 down in Atlanta. And that's going to put Georgia in the playoff, too. They're not going to get knocked out, but they'll fall. And probably fall to three is my guess. If I had to guess, they will not tumble all the way to four. They'll fall to three. The number two team is going to be Michigan, I think. We'll see what they come out with here in about an hour. And I could be wrong. I'm just trying to be a prognosticator here. Michigan is the Big Ten champion and looked every bit like it. They destroyed Iowa 42-3. They look great. If they end up being number one, I can't argue against it. I'm just saying what I think is going to happen. Michigan, are they deserving to be number one? Yeah, sure they are. Could they put Alabama 2 and Georgia 3 and have them face off in a semifinal? Sure. I don't think they're going to do that, though. I think they'll put Bama 1, Michigan 2. I think they'll put Georgia 3, and 4 will be Cincinnati. Cincinnati deserves it. They're undefeated. They beat Houston 35-20. They did exactly what you asked them to do. Clear their entire schedule. They beat everybody. And by the way, they have a better win than Georgia even does. They beat Notre Dame in South Bend. Good Notre Dame team. Georgia beat who? Clemson. That's their best win. Clemson's not very good. So, hey, look, that's what I think it's going to be. I don't think Cincinnati should be dismissed by any stretch. I think they will give, if that is what I think it's going to be, if it ends up being Alabama-Cincinnati, I think they can give Bama a game. I think they could play smart. They got a great quarterback in Desmond Ritter. But Bama's just way too good. They will handle that, and then you would have a showdown between Georgia and Michigan. That'd be a great, great football game to watch. Anyway, Oklahoma State's out. Baylor beat them yesterday 21-16 to win the Big 12. I just don't see anybody else, and it's got to be those four and probably in that order. If the playoff committee does something different, I wouldn't be surprised. They change things up. It's, you know, based on a lot of different factors. But that's what I think it's going to be. And it was a good day of college football yesterday. A couple of not close games, but good football game between Alabama and Georgia where the tide just pulled away and Michigan won big time. Not a great day for St. Louis University, but when you look back at everything that that soccer team has accomplished, you'll smile. They lost to Washington on the road 2-0, and Kevin Kalish should be commended for everything that he has accomplished with this team. That was their one loss of the season. They rolled through so many people through that tournament and got to the Elite Eight up in Seattle and lost to a good Washington team. I did watch some of the highlights and a little bit of the footage, and boy, that field was chewed up. I mean, I don't know why you have a field like that in a Division I soccer championship. I understand it's Seattle. I get it. They've been soaked with rain, and it's hard to grow grass in December. But, you know, this is supposed to be like the best of the best. Anyway, no excuses. I'm just saying it surprised me. SLU does not score. They lose 2-0 to Washington. The men's basketball team played last night. I love the idea that SLU had. They moved the tip to 5:30 so that they would not go against soccer. And they also allowed people to stay in the building when the game was over so they could watch the stream of the soccer game up on the video boards. That's cool. And so was this.
Rebound. Martin Linson gets it ahead to Collins. Murray into the front court on the right side. They slip the screen. Linson drives and dishes. Hargrove open look. Left wing. Bang! He got it. Best three-point shooter on the team.
Yeah, he really is. TJ Hargrove's a heck of a shooter. Gibson Jimerson also is.
They get it into Nesbitt in the backcourt. The double comes ahead to Jones. Jones fires ahead to Jimerson. Right wing steps into a three. Bang! You got it.
Yep.
That's the way you do it.
That's the way you do it.
Bob Ramsey, Earl Austin Jr. with the call on KMOX. SLU and UAB at Chaffetz Arena.
Back out to Jordan Nesbitt. Way out high. To put it on the floor. Crossover into the corner. DeAndre head fake, steps to the left, shoots a three, bang! Yes. DeAndre Jones! Oh, baby!
Yes.
DeAndre Jones actually led the team in scoring last night as the Billikens took on UAB. And that second half, though, UAB put it on them. They went on a run in that second half, a 10-0 run, and flipped this game.
Baseline left trigger. Ertl catches in the corner, elevates for three, bang! He got it! That's a deuce.
It was a long two from the left corner with 17 seconds left for Michael Ertl. It put the Blazers up 4, and they held on for a 77-72 win over SLU. UAB's a good team. They play a fast-paced type of game, and the Billikens were hot. I mean, you heard the shots going down. They shot 49% from the floor, 42 from three. They were 60% from the floor in the first half. But in the second half, got to give UAB credit. They locked it down defensively. SLU went to 36% in the second half and lost this ball game by a final of 77-72. So they're 7-2. They return to action Tuesday night. They will host Belmont. That will not be easy either at Chaffetz Arena for a 7 o'clock tip-off. We will have it for you right here on KMOX. So the SLU soccer team and men's basketball team lose yesterday. We'll find out also in the 11 o'clock hour where Mizzou football will play its bowl game. They are bowl eligible. They're going to go somewhere. They're 6-6. We'll see where they're going to send their fans to watch a bowl game. Coming up after the break, we'll discuss the St. Louis Blues. In fact, we'll hear from some of the members of the team from their locker room. They lost yesterday by a final of 4-3 in a shootout at Florida. It was not Ville Husso's fault, though. He had 48 saves. That's career high for him. Jordan Binnington is on the COVID list. He's in COVID protocol right now, so Husso comes through with 48 saves, but he can't stop them all, and the Blues lose 4-3 in a shootout at Florida. Sports on a Sunday morning. We have a lot of great stuff for you today, including a visit with Lauren Lovett with her NFL picks, Katie Wu from My Garage Happy Hour, where we talk all things Cardinals and the MLB lockout. How long is this going to go? And we will, of course, keep an eye on the college football situation and let you know who gets picked 1-4 for the playoff, where Mizzou is going, and some of the other bowl matchups for that matter. Sports on a Sunday morning. Also at the bottom of this hour, just 15 minutes away, basketball coach Travis Ford will be with us live on the show. That's coming up. I'm Tom Ackerman. It's 10:16. It's Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports on a Sunday morning.
And it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX continues. We're going to go into the Blues dressing room and hear from some of the players and also Coach Craig Berube. This is the media visiting with the Blues. Ville Husso, Colton Parayko, Craig Berube all speaking to the media yesterday after a 4-3 shootout loss to the Florida Panthers. Husso was very good. He made 48 saves. As the Blues did not get victory yesterday, but they do get a point after a shootout loss. Husso in there because Jordan Binnington is out due to COVID. Scoring goals yesterday for the Blues. Logan Brown scored his second of the season to give the Blues a 1-0 lead. Florida tied it. Jake Wallman came through with a goal to put the Blues up 2-1. Florida tied it. Brandon Saad scored a goal his 10th of the year to start the third period. Florida tied it. And we went to overtime, and the Blues lost in a shootout to a good Florida team. Florida's good. The Blues have run into some tough opponents here recently. This is the Blues dressing room, and Ville Husso is up first.
Okay, guys, go ahead for Ville. Go ahead for Ville.
Ville, what was this afternoon like? I mean, you faced 51 shots on goal even before the shootout. There's an awful lot of pucks coming at you then.
Yeah, I did hear that first part, but it was a tight game and kind of disappointing to we had the lead at the end and it was like 2 minutes left and they tie the game and then, but one point is they're a good hockey team too, so 1 point and we need to look the positive side.
That's Ville Husso talking to the media. They've gone all Zoom again in the Blues system. They don't allow reporters into the locker room, into the dressing room anymore because of COVID. This COVID is spreading throughout the Blues with Binnington and Bozak, the latest to be out. Husso again with 48 saves. And this is Blues defenseman Colton Parayko. Let's listen in on that session.
That's a heck of a performance out there by Ville tonight.
Yeah, he played unbelievable. Obviously, he made some big saves. Gave us a good chance to get 2 points, and it was good to see, obviously.
Is that kind of the way these games are going to have to go with the guys you have out now, where you get a big game from Husso, you get goals from guys like Brown and Wallman?
Yeah, I think it's a good opportunity for everybody to step in. And we have a deep team that everyone could step in and just up their game and do their part. So good to see everybody stepping up there. And obviously, tough not to get to 2 points, but we just got to keep working, getting better, and good things will happen.
How tough is it going against Florida? They just seem to come wave after wave after wave.
Yeah, they got a good team. They got a lot of good players up front, and their D-men are always joining the rush. So they come hard, like you said. It's wave after wave, and that's tough to play against. So. Yeah, they got a good team. Obviously, there's a reason why they have a good record, and they're tough to play against. They like to get the puck down low and cycle it and control the puck. So, all in all, good team. But, so, yeah.
Coach,
And that's not easy to do when you don't have David Perron and Tyler Bozak and Justin Falk and Jordan Bennington, but the Blues do come through with the players who replaced him. I mean, you've got Logan Brown out there. You got Wallman. You have Husso. They all contribute in a 4-3 shootout loss to the Florida Panthers. Blues coach Craig Berube answering a few questions. Let's listen to Chief after the game.
Craig, was that pretty much a very hard-earned point?
Yeah, goalie played really well. Guys battled, had to kill some penalties, you know, in a third and overtime. You know, they battled. I mean, we got to work on some things for sure. We play them again, so we'll look at the tape and we'll get better.
This is kind of an example of how, you know, with some of the guys out right now, you know, to get contributions from other places, Wallman a goal, Brown a goal, and Husso playing like he did.
Yeah, we need guys to step up, you know, with COVID and injuries. So certain guys did, but again, we got to get more out of some guys. Not, you know, that we need more from them.
Craig, have you ever seen anybody? I mean, you're faced with a 4-on-3 there, and Bortuzzo without his stick for the last minute and 16 there.
Yeah, it's unreal. He finds a way to get it done. You know, that's the bottom line with him. He puts his body on the line, which he did, and you know, he does whatever he can.
Craig, any reason why you had Brown as the second shootout guy? Normally you have Tarasenko in that spot.
Well, Brownie had a great game. I thought he played really well. You know, I've been told he's good in shootouts down there. He's got a good move, so I used him.
Did you like not just Brown, but him and Joshua together, the way they played and were helping drive some offensive zone time for you guys today?
They were great. They, I thought that they probably had the best offensive zone shifts tonight because they're physical and heavy on pucks. And really, that's what it boiled down. And Barbashev, too. I thought Barbie had a good game. I double-shifted Barbie with him most of the game, you know, and well-deserved.
Is everything okay with Tarasenko? His minutes were down today.
Well, it's just about play. That's all.
Yeah, plain and simple. So why isn't he playing well? That's the question. But he played 14 minutes. That's not a lot, especially for Tarasenko. He had no shots on goal. No shots on goal in 14 minutes. So, I mean, that's not going to help his cause. So Tarasenko is not hurt, as you heard Craig Berube say. He's just, that's about performance. So he's not really getting any offense going, and Craig Berube is liking what he's seeing from Logan Brown, etc. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and talk to Travis Ford. He will join us live, the Billikens coach. It's 10:27 Sports on a Sunday morning.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports on a Sunday morning.
And it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
We are back. It's 10:32. Stay tuned. Towards the end of the hour, we'll be hearing from Wayne Gretzky. The great one. My interview with him, I really enjoyed visiting with him at the Musial Awards. We'll hear that interview on the way in just a bit. Right now, we are talking to Travis Ford, the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens, is with us. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
It's good to be along with you. I know yesterday it's not fun to lose, and you fell 77-72 to a UAB team that I guess really turned it on. If you talked about the story of the game, one of them would be that they were able to improve defensively in the second half, and your team shot very well in the first half, both teams making adjustments, and as it turns out, UAB, a good program, wins the game by 5, Coach.
Yeah, you know, it was, you're exactly right. We probably played as well of an offensive first half or half as we have all year long. 48 points in the first half, shot almost 60%, playing really well. But unfortunately, we gave them 41. They made a three kind of with 7 or 8 seconds to go to cut it to 7 and a half. at halftime, which I thought was a big shot. We were up 10. But second half, we just, you know, just ran out of gas. They totally took our identity away of who we are and kind of imposed it on us. They had 16 offensive rebounds compared to our 6 total offensive rebounds. They scored 17 second-chance points to our 6. That's usually what we do to other teams. They did that to us, which was very disappointing. They, I guess, took the lead over with about 5 minutes to go in the game, and it was back and forth. They go up actually 8 or 9, and then we cut it back. And, you know, we have a 3, a wide-open 3 with about a minute to go up 1, miss it, and, you know. But give them credit. UAB beat us. They were, you know, they were absolutely the better team, the more physical team, and where areas that we usually strive in, it just wasn't there for us, and they did a good job taking it away.
They did, and the final score again, 77-72 to a UAB team. And, you know, you look all over college basketball. I mean, it is a tough, long basketball season. You learn a lot about your teams, no doubt about it, as you go along. I mean, just look at this point. I mean, Ole Miss beat Memphis yesterday 67-63. I mean, you face that team. You know how good they are. I mean, they're as good as anyone in the country. Yeah. Memphis has slipped here a little bit. It just does happen. And to your point, you know, this is college basketball. You move forward game to game, you're going to be challenged. And this is – you're entering – or you're actually in one of the more challenging parts of your schedule, Coach.
We – no question. It only is going to get more difficult from here. Belmont coming in, I think probably the second best team that we will play behind maybe Memphis. And as you mentioned, Memphis has kind of been struggling here lately. But Belmont, a lot of people had them as a top 25 team in the country preseason. They got every player returning off a team that only lost 3 games last year. Then we, you know, and it only gets difficult from there. But you're exactly right. College basketball is in a strange state right now, as far as just every night you just see scores, you're just like, why, how did that happen? But that's, you know, I think that's just the way college basketball is, with the transfer portal and with, you know, everything going on. You know, you got to have a short memory when it comes to losses, because you got to move on pretty fast.
There is no question about that. I want to bring in somebody as a surprise to our listeners and a surprise to you, Coach, and he would know everything about being ready for your next game and battling, and that is the coach of the men's soccer team at St. Louis University, Kevin Kalish, also joins us, Coach Ford, after losing to Washington yesterday 2-0. But, Coach, it's great to have you on KMOX. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I apologize if I'm a little under the weather at the moment. So, I do want to thank you for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you. It's great to have you both on together. I wanted to get you both on together because, Coach Ford, what can you say about what Coach Kalish and that soccer team put together? Their only loss of the season was yesterday in the Elite Eight.
Well, first, I just say this is just going to be the beginning, I think, of something that he's building. And I've said it all for the last week or so, and I've expressed it to Kevin. I've had the privilege to watch, when Kevin took over, him build this program, the soccer program, to where it is today. He's worked extremely hard in recruiting. He's worked really hard in the city here. And this is a product of what they accomplished this year, is a product of working hard, a product of staying focused on what you want to achieve. And it's been exciting to watch, because I just love how he's gone about building this. And, you know, it's just going to continue. I mean, I think he's really building something very, very special. So congratulations on a great, great year. And I hope you have a little bit of time to enjoy it.
Thanks, Coach. I really appreciate those words.
Well, yeah, what's it like to hear that from somebody who shares your passion for St. Louis University like Travis Ford, Kevin?
Yeah, I think that's what makes SLU so special, right, is just the people. You know, we're fortunate to work with some really special people here in the athletic department, and it's like, you know, we're all a big team and a big family, and, yeah, it's just it's amazing to hear those words.
Well, and as your broadcast partner here at KMOX, it really made me smile when I heard, Kevin, that the athletic department moved the basketball tip time to 5:30. so that not only would you not overlap each other and cross over each other, but fans at Chaffetz Arena would get the opportunity to watch the game on the video board and give you a little extra push and just a better feeling on campus. That was pretty cool, wasn't it, Kevin?
Yeah, look, I think you're seeing our culture kind of come out in the open with a lot of things that are happening within the athletic department and a lot of the successes all the teams are having. And it's, like I said, it's a special place to work. It's a special place to be. And, yeah, we're really blessed to have these kind of teammates in our department.
I know that it's not easy, Kevin, to lose a game like that and to see your season come to an end. But what can you say about the ride that you've been on and what's to come for your soccer program? What a season.
Yeah, right. I think I was just listening to you guys talk a little bit about college basketball and just the parity. And I think, you know, for these guys to go 22 games unbeaten is it's extraordinary, right? I think it's just says a ton about the character of the group, the quality of the young men we have in our program, and just a special, special year. And just want to really thank all the community for all the support throughout the entire season.
And you know now that the momentum carries throughout the program, as you said, and specifically talking about men's basketball, it is fun, isn't it, to be back inside Chaffetz Arena with fans and to be able to push ahead Travis Ford's team?
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. There's nothing better than those winter nights when you're going to be able to go watch a game at Chaffetz and, bring some recruits in. And it's just big-time basketball. And, I'm really excited to see how Travis and Lisa and these teams progress throughout the year. I know we'll be contending for titles here at the end.
And here's that schedule, Coach Ford. You got Belmont, as you mentioned, a good basketball program. They're going to be moving to the Valley next year. Boston College, that'll be Saturday at 4 o'clock. And then Saturday, December 18th. I was just down there for the Iron Bowl, and I said, be careful now. On December 18th, you're going to face a good SLU team, and that's SLU and Auburn, Travis Ford. That's going to be fun.
It may be fun for you, but you have to remind me. I'm still trying to figure out what happened last night and worried about Belmont. But, no, the schedule has kind of played out to where, you know, we were able to get some, especially after losing Javonte Perkins, get a few games under our belt. I've been saying it. We've been fortunate to win some games here lately, but I don't think we've been playing very well. We need to start playing better. You know, I thought we did a lot of good things last night and ended up, you know, it's an extremely disappointing loss. It's not going to end up being a bad loss. It's just a disappointing. UAB is going to win 25 games probably, but we need to start playing better, plain and simple. We need to start trying to defend somebody, and we better do it quickly.
DeAndre Jones coming off the bench as we wrap up here with Travis Ford and Kevin Kalish. DeAndre Jones coming off the bench and scoring 17 has to be a good sign for you.
Yeah, he's actually been pretty consistent for us the last couple of games. Uri has gotten in foul trouble a little bit. DeAndre's been kind of a steadying force. He can knock down threes. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. And we've been playing him and Uri together quite a bit, but it's good to see him. We're going to need everybody at this point.
Yeah, the Billikens drop one yesterday to UAB, and Kevin Kalish's team loses to Washington. But we know this St. Louis University athletic program is on the rise. Those are two big-time programs having very good years. And I'll wrap with this, Kevin, and I don't know how much Billikens fans are aware of this, but they will be tomorrow. You have received the Carl O. Bauer Award from the Missouri Athletic Club. You'll be honored tomorrow at the Jack Buck Awards for Excellence in Amateur Athletics. It's going to be an unbelievable night with Paul Goldschmidt and Isaac Bruce and David Backus and Gary Unger and Curtis Francois all being recognized, as well as you, Coach Kalish.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable honor. I'm very, very grateful and looking forward to tomorrow night. It should be a great night all together.
We're going to carry the Jack Buck Awards live on KMOX tomorrow night at 8. Can't wait to see you there. And thanks to both of you for being here. Kevin, thanks for popping on. And Travis, as always, it's great to have you in this 10:30 segment on KMOX Radio, sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. We really appreciate it.
Always enjoy it. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. How about that? A little 1-2 punch right there. Travis Ford and Kevin Kalish together as the Billikens soccer team is making its way back to the airport in Seattle and getting ready to fly back home after a tremendous year. They lose yesterday to Washington, but what a year it was, no doubt about it. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. My visit with Wayne Gretzky, the great one. That's on KMOX. It's 1043.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports on a Sunday morning.
And it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Embodying class and generosity, Wayne and Janet Gretzky received the highest award for sportsmanship on November 20th at Stiefel Theater in downtown St. Louis, the Stan Musial Lifetime Achievement Award. Wayne is undeniably one of the greatest hockey players of all time. His stats earned him the nickname as the Great One, but so did his integrity, grace, and genuineness, which have been hallmarks of his life and career. There's even a sportsmanship stat that attests to his greatness. He's a five-time winner of the Lady Byng Memorial Trophy, awarded annually to the NHL player who exhibits the best type of sportsmanship and gentlemanly conduct combined with a high standard of playing ability. No other living NHL player has won the award as many times. Janet, who grew up in St. Louis and married Wayne in 1988, enjoyed a successful acting and dancing career. But while known for her work on the screen, behind the scenes, she's made an impact in raising awareness and funds for several charities. Having lost two sisters to breast cancer, she's especially active in efforts to fund research and supporting those battling the disease. Now, a look back at Wayne Gretzky's time in St. Louis.
It was a great honor for me to be out there, and, you know, it was a tremendous ovation, and, it was tingling, you know. I think I'm happier to be here than they are happy to have me. I'm thrilled to be here.
It was fabulous. I'm really happy for Wayne and pleased for Wayne, and I'm pleased for the fans, and I'm excited for them. That was tremendous response.
And starting at center for the Blues, number 99, Wayne Gretzky.
From the center faceoff, the puck in the Blues end, McInnes gets it to center ice, Gretzky breaks in, three Whalers back, a shot, he scores! An incredible shot, and Wayne Gretzky has scored from a bad angle on the right wing. He beats Jason Mazzotti, and the crowd jubilant here at Kiel Center.
23 seconds left, to the point, Brown a shot off a body to Pronger. He'll send the puck the length of the ice, leading Gretzky. He catches up with a puck, shoots, he scores! And Wayne Gretzky has his second goal of the night. And the Blues players congratulate number 99.
Now back to Gretzky over the Los Angeles line. A pass in front for Mateau, then to Gretzky. A shot, they score! Number 99, Wayne Gretzky at the 7-minute mark of the second period. And the Kings are protesting, but Gretzky has scored to give the Blues a 1-0 lead.
Gretzky, he'll flip the puck in. Osgood steers it away from Courtnell. Gretzky gets it, shoots, he scores! Wayne Gretzky, number 99, ever the opportunist, and he scores to tie it at one. Casey, a pass up to Corson, now to Gretzky. Partial break, Bergevin cutting him off, he shoots, he scores! And the Blues here in the second period take the lead in game four, 1-0. And St. Louis loves Wayne Gretzky.
At the Musial Awards with Wayne Gretzky. Quick walk down memory lane before that. March 1996, building attached to this, you made your debut as a member of the Blues at home to a thunderous ovation. What was that like?
It was pretty cool. If truth be told, I thought I was going to spend the rest of my career as a St. Louis Blue. I don't think it's any secret that Brett Hall and I were best friends and still are to this day. And my wife's family's from St. Louis, and I was really excited to come here. And my goodness, I can't even begin to describe what turns and sort of valleys happened that I ended up not being a St. Louis Blue. But I loved it here. Still have a house here, and we spend a lot of time in this city. It's a wonderful city, as people who live here know. It's just one of the great places. It's one of the hidden jewels of North America. I love living here.
You and Janet have given so much back to the community all over the world. Mm-hmm. In particular, the awareness of cancer and research. that means a lot to both of you for many reasons.
You know, we're both blessed. You know, we come from great families, and both families were blue-collar people that worked hard and raised a great family. You know, unfortunately in life, not everything is on the positive side of things, and Jenna unfortunately lost two sisters to breast cancer. And when you're sort of in the limelight in the media eye, my dad taught me at a young age, you can help other people, and whether it's raising money or help raising money or awareness. And it's a strange world. Jenna's mother's 100 years old and lives with us and still doing great. 2 years ago, we took her and she passed her driver's license just to say that she passed. So how do you figure out this world, right? So if we can help out, we have five wonderful kids, three grandchildren now, and we're very proud.
Who inspires you? Who drives you to succeed, Wayne?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we all do. Our kids, our kin, our parents, our grandparents. I have two grandparents that came from Poland and Russia, and they're so proud that they became part of North America and became Canadians. Janet's family is very proud to be Americans, and my kids are very proud American kids. And I think we all inspire each other. It's a great world to live in.
And when I say the Stan Musial Lifetime Achievement Award for Sportsmanship, what do you feel emotionally about that?
Well, first of all, I grew up such a baseball fan. It's the closest thing I'm ever going to get to in a baseball award. So I'm very proud of that. Because my dream was to play Major League Baseball as a kid, and that didn't quite work out. But, you know, Bill DeWitt and Ira DeWitt are good friends of ours, and Janet and I go to a lot of ball games here. One of the great things about living in St. Louis is we get to go to the Cardinal games. What a great place, great atmosphere. And Stan Musial, as they say, Stan the man. And to be part of this, listen, we don't do these kind of charity events to win awards, but these awards are very meaningful and very nice.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Great to hear from Wayne Gretzky, and I really appreciate the time that he gave me, and not only him, but the St. Louis Sports Commission and the Musial Awards were able to arrange that in the Lexus Lounge at the Stiefel Theater just before he took the stage for the Musial Awards with his wife, Janet. They received the Stan Musial Lifetime Achievement Award for Sportsmanship, and really appreciate Wayne Gretzky giving us that time. We will have, speaking of awards, a great night tomorrow. So you heard me talking about it with Travis Ford and Kevin Kalish, but let me give you the quick rundown of what's happening at the Jack Buck Awards tomorrow night at the Missouri Athletic Club. We are going to have some night. So we are honoring Isaac Bruce. He's going to receive the Stand the Man Award for not only making it to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but also his great community work through the Isaac Bruce Foundation. Paul Goldschmidt wins Sports Personality of the Year. It was a narrow vote, I understand, from the membership. Other people up for that vote were Nolan Arenado, Tyler O'Neill, Jordan Bennington, and Ryan O'Reilly. Goldschmidt beat them all as Sports Personality of the Year. Unfortunately, he is not able to make it to St. Louis for this event. There are many factors as to why that is, but his presenter, I don't even know that the members know this yet, but the presenter tomorrow night is going to be 13-time Gold Glover Ozzie Smith, and that's going to be really awesome. We have two great St. Louis Blues, David Backes, who just retired, former Blues captain, will be honored, as will Gary Unger, one of the great St. Louis Blues. They'll both receive the Legends Award, and Curtis Francois gets the Jack Buck Award for promoting St. Louis through sports, the owner of Worldwide Technology Raceway. Jackie Joyner Kersee's his presenter. Back after the news.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.